Morning. Annyeonghaseyo, 만나서 반갑습니다. 여러분을 환영합니다. A warm welcome to you. If you're worshipping with us for the first time, an especially warm welcome, and we hope to have a chance to get to know you. The service has been live streamed. Welcome to those joining from home or elsewhere. So worship continues today with service at 11:30, then Messy Church at the Manse at 3 p.m. and a 5 p.m. reflective service here in the building. Please refer to the notices that are sent out by Catherine each week, and we say this every week, but please read the attachments because there's lots of good stuff in the attachments. I just wanted to say something about Christian Aid Week. Yesterday, a large group of people looking like this, from churches across Kingston, performed a flash dance of Jerusalem in the middle of Kingston. And many others have been delivering envelopes locally and raising money in many other ways. So if you want to donate to this fantastic cause, you can do so today via Christian Aid envelopes or ask Ray Charlton for the online link. And also do come along to the Christian Aid Coffee Morning this Friday on the 27th of May between 10:30 and 12 noon. And any offers of cake, please speak to Carol. I just want to say that yesterday's cash has so far £626. That's really good. Next Saturday, 28th of May at 3 o'clock, there's an event to give thanks to God for the life of Tony Wenman. There'll be tea and cake afterwards, and if anyone is willing to help by making a cake, please let Steve know and then bring it along on the day. And an advance notice, Saturday the 25th of June, we have a concert for Ukraine. More information from Diane Slater, Liz Bartlett or John Fisher, and there are posters around the building. Trip to the seaside, quite like to organise a trip to the seaside. If you can help with arrangements, please speak to Catherine. And there's also, I think there's still some PPE at the back, and if you are DIY skilled, let Catherine know, because sometimes we need little jobs done in the church. Just before I go on to people, this book, The Heavenly Man, has been recommended by Sally in her article on Church News, and Church News is coming out hopefully tomorrow. But if anybody would, having read Sally's article, would like to buy a copy, then we can get them for 10% discount from Graham in the foyer. And finally, news of people. We're glad to hear that Ray Erskine is out of hospital and staying with her brother and family for a few days. We're thinking of Isabel Griffiths, whose funeral, mother's funeral it is this week. And also Rhiannon had a big birthday last Friday, so if you see her, say hello. All right, thank you.
We join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make God's face to shine upon us, that God's way would be known on the earth, that God's saving power would be known among the nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. We join to sing Light of the World. So we join to pray. Let us pray. Here we are to worship. Whether we are gathered in this building or whether we are at home, here we are to worship. The jobs will keep. That little bit of tidying up, it will keep. Here we are to worship. All-encompassing God, we bow in adoration. There is no need for sun or moon in the radiance of your majesty. We bow in adoration. Creator God, Lamb of God, Spirit, we bow in adoration. We exalt the powerful glory of your radiance. Forgive us that for too much of our lives We focus on the downside. Forgive us that moaning is easier than affirming. Forgive us when we, in our focus on the dark sides, have become blind to your light. Forgive us and rekindle the light of hope in these times, Lord our God. And the Lord says that we are forgiven. So let us receive our forgiveness and be glad. Thanks be to God. Amen. We join together to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. Amen.
Good morning, everybody in the building. Good morning, everybody at home. Now, I have brought a first aid kit today. I'm going to take a look and see what's inside. And you can tell me maybe what these things are for, okay? So, I've got a wound dressing, this is called, a dressing. Where does that go? Yeah, a bandage, yeah. Is it on the ear? On your leg, maybe, yeah, if you've hurt your leg, or it could go on your arm, yeah, okay. Very good. And there, yeah. On the ear. I've got some antiseptic wipes. When would I use those? When there's dirty things on your legs. Yes. If you've had a cut or something, or yeah, you just don't want any dirt getting in there. Now, why is there a pair of scissors in there? Yeah. To cut off unwanted things, yeah. To cut plasters and tape and things like that. Okay, what else have I got in here? I've got, how's this going to help? Plaster. Right. When there's blood. Yeah. Okay, last thing. Tell me how this helps. A leaf. It's not a dock leaf. Is that a good thing to have in my first aid kit? No. Sometimes nature can be used to help heal us. And I'm going to read you something, and just to so we can tell the rest of the congregation what the children do when they're over there at that table is they often have an activity sheet, and it's based on the readings that you have in church, and there's usually some colouring in, and a puzzle, a crossword, or a word search. There's a chance for them to write some prayers. There's a chance for them to do some drawing, and it's all based on a theme for the day. And this is today's, and it says you're going to have a reading from the book of Revelation. Shall I read you something? In John's vision, John sees that God and Jesus will bring light and love and healing to the whole world. The tree of life in John's vision produces fruit all year round. A different fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree bring healing to the world. So I think leaves are going to be in God's first aid box. We're going to sing.
Right, have we come? Right, now, the sports, what we're going to do is we're going to sing thank you, Lord, for da, da, da. Da, 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 right? And Hatton is going to translate it.
오늘 지금 부를 찬송가는 감사하는 찬송인데요. 저희가 지금 즉석에서 감사 제목을 받아서 그걸 끼워 넣어서 노래를 부르시겠다고 했어요.
Have you ever noticed how things in translation always sound much longer? much longer.
더 길게요?
It does. It always does. Yeah. Right. So. Thank you. So it could be thank you, Lord, for. We're not going to sing this. We are not going to sing this fine day. That's the proper word. We're not singing that, even though the sun is shining. That is Dullesville, Arizona. We're not singing that. Right. So thank you, Lord, for da da da. Three syllables. Thank you, Lord, for. Thank you, Lord, for. Right. Leaves on trees. No, back. You haven't started yet.
Thank you, Lord까지가 고정 가사고요. 그 뒤에 four, one, two, three 이렇게 3음절을 넣어서 찬양할 거예요.
So it's thank you, Lord, for leaves on trees. Come on, leaves on trees.
나무의 이파리들을 감사합니다.
Make it three syllables. Right, that's one. Thank you, Lord, for leaves on trees. Thank you, Lord, for Christian. Oh, that's easy. Easy. Thank you, Lord, for. Crib sheet. Thank you, Lord, for Christian aid. That's Christian aid in every language, isn't it? So, thank you, Lord, for leaves on trees, whatever she said. Thank you, Lord, for Christian aid. Thank you, Lord, for. Pardon? Messy church. That's the same. That's easy as well. All right, then that's you. See, you got off very lightly. Thank you. Yes, you're just playing the piano.
Yeah.
So tell these good Korean people what the first verse is. It's leaves on trees.
1절이 leaves on trees고요. 2절은 Christian aid고요. 3절은 messy church예요.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, up we go. Whatever she said, let's do it. There's a lot of people looking at me as though I'm a bit nuts, but hey ho, I'm used to that, eh? So what happens now is so if I give you a Bible, you'd be able to find Genesis and you'd be able to find Revelation. That doesn't mean necessarily that you've read it, but it's there. And we've been exploring bits of it, and we are going to continue that today. And Bethany will read from 21:10. And this, you'll see, it will be little allusions to Ezekiel, Genesis, Exodus, those pictures. Thank you, Bethany.
And in a spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And the 12 gates are 12 powers. Each of the gates is a single power. And the streets of the city is pure gold, transparent as glass. I saw the temple as in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it. For the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honour of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the streets of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be thrown by anymore. But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night, only no light of lamp or sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. The man has been lying beside the pool, and Jesus asks, do you want to be made well? Listen for the avoidance of the answer. Christine will read this passage to us.
Can I just check? This doesn't look like what I was expecting to read. What am I supposed to read?
John 5:1-9.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, apologies. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was the Sabbath. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So Bethany is the person in charge of the rotas for readers, and if you would be willing to read, would you please communicate with her and she will add you to the list. Because you can imagine getting the readers is a complex thing, and in these times it's been more so. Thank you. There is a vision of a good world ahead. The question is, how are we going to get there? And the answer is clear. Project manage it. Drive it. Make it happen. Hold some meetings. Draw a chart. And do it in the ways that have worked in the past. Or is it? Is it possible that God is making something new? That with God there are fresh opportunities and new ways, different ways. And with God there is the option of a change. And I saw a land where the earth was watered. There was food for everyone, and the children played with each other, and laughter filled the air. And there was enough food, and people knew when to stop. And there was music, and there was dancing, and the sound of singing was abundant. There was no war. What do these visions say? Well, at one level, they say how far we've fallen and how far we have to go. And here in Revelation is a land of perfection. No need for a temple, because God is a permanent resident. No need for external light, for the place has a radiance all of its own. We have the river of the waters of life. And at the back of it is the river that watered the Garden of Eden and made it fruitful. And the trees will produce fruit in every month, and the tree gives life. It gives many and it gives various fruits. And the leaves are for the healing, not of one group, but for the healing of the nations, all of us. And only through the Spirit of God can the breaches be healed. But some would be twitching. Right, we need to get this cracking. There's money to be raised. There's plans to be sorted. People to be motivated. We need to get things going. Fill up the lorries. Take out the aid. Find the problems. Sort it out. And then do it again with the next problem. Some things feel too good to be true, and the passages like this one in Revelation would fall into that category. But it's true. We do have a job to do. We will never, though, sort it all. Yet we still have our calling to be alongside the weakest. The man who is in the pool needs someone to pick him up and put him into the pool, he thinks. This is the way it will be sorted out, he thinks. Poor me is his song, because he doesn't have anyone to help him. But he's wrong. What he needs is to get well. He is focused on the method and his own lack of help. And in that moment, he doesn't see Jesus, nor does he recognize who Jesus is. It's exactly like what has happened in this area when it comes to Christian aid. The critical thing is to raise money for the poorest, to facilitate work with the world's poor so that they can help themselves. The great thing about Christian aid is that we are working with people who are in the area of need, who know what is happening, rather than people in big offices who come up with snappy ideas. For years, we did door-to-door collection. Then the pandemic struck and we went online. Just giving, because the aim is to raise money. The how could be a golden calf. Sacrifice it. There's been walking done. There's been water carried. Yesterday, there was dancing. The aim is to get the money and to give it to empower the poorest. In this context, how does not matter. The man beside the pool is so fixed on a rigid view of how, he is having difficulty in receiving Jesus' offer and gift. And I wonder how often that happens. There are things that we are called to do, but our hope is in God, and it is God who can repair our brokenness. It is Jesus, God in flesh, who meets the man at the pool where he's lain for 38 years. It is Jesus who offers him healing. Have you ever heard the sentence? And I know that you have. Have you ever heard the sentence? It's great, but we are trained to hone in on the negative rather than to focus on the good and to celebrate it and to enjoy it. And the message of Revelation is a vision beyond our dreams of hope for the world. A place and situation where there is no need to have separate places of worship, because everywhere is a place where God is. You don't need a reminder of the things of God, because all places are full of God, and the earth will be re-established in its central place rather than as a plaything of humanity. God is at the center, and the world is God. The rivers, the trees, the lights, all of them speak of God. The man beside the pool has a clear idea of where he wants to get to, wellness. His problem is that he has a fixed idea of how it will happen. His idea does not include Jesus. He is wrong. I wonder how many sacred cows of method we need to dispense with. We've always done it that way. We need to lift our eyes away from the focus and the obsession of today's struggle, but to see ourselves and our days in the context of God's eternity. There are problems, especially at the moment. People are short of money, for food, for fuel. And I want to say, if you need help, and you know somebody in the life of the church who needs help, please tell me, and we'll do something in a private way. It would be hideous for us if one of our brothers and sisters in Christ was hungry or cold. Ask. There are things to be done. And alongside, there is the knowledge that there will always be a challenge. We have things to do. A job that is ours. But we need to do it with creativity and imagination. To contemplate the task being fulfilled in a way that we had never even thought of. Let us pray. Loving God, take us, the people that we are, and shape us to be more like Christ. Sometimes our thoughts and actions are full of concern for our own well-being, and we scarcely notice those around us. And we scarcely notice you. Open our eyes to see the needs of our neighbor. Open our ears to hear the cries of the stranger. Open our hearts to respond. Loving God, take us, the people that we are, and shape us to be more like Christ. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join together to sing from the work of the Iona community, Take This Moment.
We're going to pray. Let us pray. God of life and all goodness, we entrust to you those places where all is not well. We think of the heavenly vision. We pray for Jerusalem and for the people of Israel and Palestine. For the people of the Ukraine. All countries where there is war. Pray for those places where all is not well because people are victimized because of their ethnicity, their religion, their sexuality. For those imprisoned for speaking out and protesting against corruption. On the border between Belarus and Poland. For those protesting in Russia, Lord, we pray. We pray for those whose lives are being lost because of extreme temperatures. India and Australia, East Africa, where children are starving, in Afghanistan, in the Yemen, in Ethiopia. We pray too, Lord our God, for those children who are hungry in the UK. And Lord, we pray for those who bring us the news. We pray for protection for journalists. Because without them, oppressive regimes may do what they want. We pray for the leaders of the nations that truth would be upheld. Integrity would be a mark of all in public office. Lord, as the situation with COVID has changed, we pray for those who are still ill. For those living with long COVID, and those who get ill, which means other people have to pick up their work. Lord, we pray. And we pray for the impact of COVID around the world, and we particularly pray for the situation in North Korea. Lord, we hold up to you those people and situations that are heavy on our hearts where all is not well. Lord Jesus, bring hope. Bring your healing. Lord, we pray. Amen. Continue our worship as we make our offering. I don't know how many of you know what these are. These are envelopes that you can use every week. They remind you that the church is still working when you're not here, and they remind you to give your money regularly, and it helps us with our budgeting and management of the money. And the person that you need to speak to, that's you, exactly. I know you hate me, but just that's Jehe's the very woman that you need to speak to if you think that this would be a good scheme for you. And watch me, whoever this envelope is, I'm putting it back in the bag, don't be anxious. I know you're all thinking, oh, she's going to slip it in her back pocket, that's what Mitt helped sort before. Let us pray. We give these gifts freely. We receive the gifts gratefully. We dedicate these gifts to the work of our congregation, serving human wholeness, caring for our planet, upholding religious freedom, and welcoming the stranger, and loving one another. Lord, we pray. Amen. And we join to sing our final hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind.
What have you been up to? You can't drag a small child. Go on, tell us what you've been up to.
So we've been talking about what you need to be healthy. And we've drawn a picture and written a list, and this is, they're going to take turns at saying what you need to be healthy. Keenan?
Go 5 a day. Vegetables. Exercise. Don't eat too many sweets.
No, shit.
Live diet. Running. Mental health. Toilets. Bath. Soap and water. Fresh water. Hospitals. Hygiene. Holy Spirit. NHS. People. Medicine. World. Friends. Don't throw rubbish in the water.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So a blessing as we go. In the name of God who plants the seeds of justice, be hungry. In the name of Christ who hangs on the tree of love, be fruitful. In the name of the Spirit who inspires God's will in our hearts and our lives, be celebrating. For we are Christ's people here and throughout the world, now and forever, and all God's people said,
Amen.